Live from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, Indiana, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Vic Carucci and Eric Metcalf, who is in for Nathan Zagura for this final edition of CBD from the Combine at Lucas Oil Stadium. We will be here for the next 2 hours with a packed show. We're going to have Chris Mortensen of ESPN join us in a little bit, about 15 minutes from now. Then Peter King from Sports Illustrated will be aboard. We're also going to hear from Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. So it's going to be a full show. This is the kind of the marquee day. This is when the quarterbacks meet the media, among the position groups, running backs as well. But the buzz within the last hour was that Johnny Manziel, the Texas A&M superstar who is considered the superstar of this draft. I don't know if he'll have superstar status, Eric, as the top overall pick. That's, of course, what he wants. The Houston, have the Houston Texans select him there, but we'll see how that all plays out. But today he met with the media, and from the bits and pieces I could catch, and we'll carry some of the sound from that. Jason Gibbs, our producer, getting that. ESPN, I know, carried that live during the course of the previous show here, the really big show with Tony Rizzo and Aaron Goldhammer. But we'll hear a little bit from that. But from what I could gather, and this is the part I'm not worried about with Johnny Manziel, that he'll handle himself well on the big stage when it comes to, again, talking with reporters and filling that role of, quote, star guy, because he's used to being the star guy.
Yeah, he's always been a star at Texas A&M, and everybody's looked at him as a god in respect. So, you know, when he gets up in front of people, he knows how to handle himself. And at the same time, again, is coming to the combine, that's one of the things you practice. You have to get ready to be in front of the media frenzy, in front of the coaches and general managers. And so I think he's very prepared.
Yeah, I think he is too. And again, he showed that today. Again, we'll also see what it means when it comes to determining his ability to do it on the football field and what does he have going against him. It is the height thing. He is not a big guy, and that was affirmed by a lot of people. I know they were kidding around on the previous show, but making a serious point that Tony Rizzo, I think, is a little taller than Johnny Manziel, and I'm not sure that necessarily means anything with regard to his ability to play. But you know that this is a game where your physical stature at the quarterback position, the hits you're going to take, playing in the weather, I think all of those things matter. Eric, you've played in Cleveland, Ohio. You've been around quarterbacks who've played there. You've had quarterback teammates who are big guys. Bernie Kosar, a big guy. How do you hold up under these conditions?
It's tough, especially in the division that you have playing against the defenses that are in the division. It makes it really rough. It's windy out there. And when you're not as big as they expect you to be, the perception is a little different when they're looking at you. I think Russell Wilson has given him a bit of confidence in that he won the Super Bowl this year, and now he can see that it can be done at 5'11", 5'10". You can go out there and make plays and win a team over, and then go out there and perform as long as you're put in the right situation.
Yeah, I think so too. I think there's something to be said for that as far as seeing what Russell Wilson did. He did a huge favor for, quote, smaller guys everywhere. But I equate it to this. So I covered the Buffalo Bills for like 18 seasons, and a guy that came up in a couple of contexts, in the second of which was when he actually became a member of the Buffalo Bills later on in his football career. But Doug Flutie, smaller guy, Boston College, had that heroic season in 1985 for BC. Has that big upset, wins the Heisman Trophy, has that big come-from-behind late heroics against the University of Miami. And then he is available when the Bills own the top pick of the 1985 draft. And in that position, so I was working for the Buffalo News at the time. We did a survey. We said, all right, what do the fans want? Well, 72% of them responded that they wanted Flutie. Why? Because he had the star value. He was the underdog. He was the small guy who made plays, but they loved him. Just like I think the public has this affinity for Johnny Manziel. Well, the guy that Bills ended up drafting, who I know you had some encounters with, was a guy named Bruce Smith, who was the top overall pick and is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. We know the rest of the story. And Doug Flutie did, you know, some of his, I mean, his best work, or at least most memorable work, in the Canadian Football League. And I think in that regard showed with the wider field, with a game that was more conducive to him running around and making plays on the fly, worked better in Canada than it did in the NFL. Yeah, he had some heroic moments for the Bills in the NFL, but look, we saw him bounce around New England, Chicago, Buffalo, I think San Diego. He never really amounted to that NFL star that the college body of work suggested to a lot of people, as I said, the popularity back in 85, and they thought he should have been the top overall pick of the 85 draft.
I think now it'll be a little different for Johnny and what in the situation that he's facing because the way the offenses are being played. Had Doug Flutie come out in 2014, I think he'd have the chance of being the overall number one pick, just as Johnny does, because of the spread offenses and the ability to play like it is up in Canada when he was successful.
Right.
What we have to really look at as far as a quarterback in any situation is them being put in the right situation. I mean, if you have a 6'2" guy and you try to run the read option or zone read with him, it's going to be tough if he's not a runner.
Sure.
I mean, just as if you have Johnny Manziel and you're looking for him to be a drop back quarterback. He's more of a sandlot kind of guy who can run the zone read and things like that. And if he's put in a situation and you cater plays to him, I think he'll make plays just as he did at A&M.
Yeah, it's got to be the right fit for the system. And I think the good news for the Browns as they look at quarterbacks in this draft is that they have a versatile offensive coordinator. They've got a guy who's not stuck on any particular system or you need this prototype to fit. When I talk about a good fit for the Browns and I talk about the size of, say, a Blake Bortles from Central Florida, I talk about that because of the weather, again, what we talked about earlier, the pounding you take, all those things, and I think a guy like that holds up better. But with your point about system and system fit, I think Kyle Shanahan is an open-minded enough guy, enough flexibility, enough versatility, that he would take Johnny Manziel or he would take Blake Bortles or he would take Teddy Bridgewater, whoever it might be, and find a way to maximize what they do just based on his history as an offensive coach.
Right. We saw before he's had quarterbacks who've thrown for lots of yards to certain receivers in different offenses, as well as had people who rush for a lot of yards as a run from the running back spot. So he's been versatile in that respect where he can cater the offense to whoever he has on his team. He makes it fit. And I think, you know, when I really think about, say, a Johnny Manziel with this style of offense, I think about how his father had Jake Plummer in the same situation. And, I mean, he learned everything from his father. So Jake Plummer wasn't the classic drop-back guy. He was smaller, just as these guys are, but he made plays when he was with the Denver Broncos. And I think they'll do the same things with whoever they have, whether it be Johnny, Teddy, or Blake.
Vic Carucci with Eric Metcalf. We are here at Lucas Oil Stadium. It's the site of the 2014 NFL Scouting Combine. And, again, we got a big show for you. Lots of people who are covering this event among the many hundreds of media who are here. We'll have several of them joining us. Again, Chris Mortensen in a little bit will be the first up from ESPN. So we'll hear from him. We want to hear from you, too. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. Want those growls and barks from the Dog Pound. You also can tweet us at Browns_daily. We want to hear from you that way as well. We'll read some of those as we go through the show. You've been a busy guy here, too, because ClevelandBrowns.com, also part of our contingency here, you've been doing work with on video. You've been doing these drills. And run us through some. What were the ones you were working on today?
Well, today I did the 20-yard shuttle, which definitely evaluates your speed, your quickness, your ability to change direction, and in your body control.
Okay.
And for a guy who's 46 years old, I couldn't really do it fast. A good time for that for a skill position guy is usually 4 seconds or below.
And all so right.
That's when I demoed the drill, yeah. I really wasn't giving you that. In fact, I didn't even do the drill when I came to the combine back in.
That was one of the ones you decided not to do because, you wanted to show speed, you wanted to show how far and how high you could jump, and that was it.
And that was it. I mean, the shuttle is it's one of those things. I don't think it's reaction, and that's okay. What I felt was a big part of my game, being able to react to defenders.
Sure.
Whereas a shuttle, you can practice it and then become good at it.
Right.
And so and at the same time, you could mess it up, and I didn't want to do that.
Good for you. And you know, at 46, you're in very. I mean, you look like you're in very good shape. I know you're a guy who keeps yourself, as I try to do too. You know, it gets harder as we get a little bit older, but we try to stay in shape. But I look at you here, and I still see a guy who could. And we were teasing yesterday about the Steelers being next door to us with their setup, the Steelers.com setup, that just give you a kickoff. That's all we want.
Well, we'll see tomorrow because my demo tomorrow is the 40.
Is the 40. So, we'll see what kind of – you haven't, when was the last time you ran a 40?
Oh, probably when I was a Brown.
And so, wow.
And so I'm looking forward to this, but at the same time, I'm scared. Because I know when I get out there, I'm going to think.
You got to stretch, though, right? You got
to
make sure you got to properly stretch.
I got to run fast.
All right. I don't want you to pull anything. I don't want you hurt. We don't want
to
bringing you here and having you part of our coverage, radio and web TV and everything else. We don't want you getting hurt. All right, that's the key. Okay, so we are going to, as I mentioned, we'll talk with Mort in a little bit from ESPN, get his thoughts on Browns, get his thoughts on this combine. Johnny Manziel, there's so much on the table. Peter King will be with us also at the bottom of the hour, just to mention a couple of the luminaries in the media that will join us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are broadcasting from the 2014 NFL Scouting Combine. Vic Carucci with Eric Metcalf. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKR.